Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. It is episode 72 of Stands and Fits, presented by the Professional MBA Program at the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. Fitzy, you want to go back to school?
Maybe eventually, yeah. If I do, I will definitely take advantage of the Professional MBA Program.
Well, you should, because it is considered the best business opportunity, best MBA program in Des Moines. So if you're going to try and go to somewhere and get your master's in business, there's no better place than the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State.
So it's killing two birds with one stone. I get to stay in Iowa State, you know, in school and going to Iowa State like I did for my undergrad, and it's the best in Des Moines.
Exactly. Whoa, that was really loud in my ears. yeah, exactly. If you're going to do something like that, then you want to make sure that you get the best that you possibly can. And there's nothing better than the Professional MBA Program, the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. You can get out more information about them, www.ivybusiness.iastate.edu. So there you go. Make sure and check that out. And then also, as always, recording in the Carl Chevrolet Studios. Right now at Carl Chevrolet, they have a new program exclusive to Carl Chevrolet and Carl Chevrolet Stewart, where if you're trading in your vehicle and you were looking for a pre-owned vehicle that is not on their lot, they will go and find that vehicle for you. They'll do an interview with you. They'll figure out everything that they want, that you want, and then they're going to do everything they can to be able to get that vehicle back to you within 10 days. So make sure and get down there and check that out right now at Carl Chevrolet, Carl Chevrolet Stewart. You can check them out at carlchevrolet.com, carlchevroletstewart.com, exit 90 at The Rock in Ankeny, and in Stewart out in West Des Moines. I'll also remind people, we're getting a little late for the fireworks, beer fireworks America shirts. But if you want to have one, I think we're going to continue selling them after the 4th of July.
It's never too early to get yours for next year.
Exactly. Yeah, if you just really love America.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You can wear it 24/7.
I was going to say, maybe Mike could get it for you in time for the World Cup final on Sunday, but I'm thinking that probably wouldn't happen either.
You know, if you bought seven shirts, you could just wear one shirt per week and just keep a constant cycle
of those shirts. One shirt per day?
Yeah, that's what I meant, one shirt per day.
Or you could buy 365 of them.
Yeah, and just wear one.
And just have one for each day.
That's true. That's also a great idea.
Because right then you show, one, you're supporting Cyclone Fanatic. Two, you show how much you support Cyclone Fanatic. And three, you're supporting America. Mm-hmm. How much better could it be?
I would think that Chris would be down for sending whoever bought 365 shirts some really special, you know, coupons.
I was going to say, I think we could figure out a way to really take care of them.
Exactly.
We would also have some serious concerns as to
their mental health.
Yeah.
Are you doing okay, sir? Or ma'am?
Yeah, like include a handwritten note. Are you okay?
Yes. We're here for you.
teamcloset.com/CycleFanatic. You can find all those. That shirt. All the other shirts that we've done. I think we have some other shirts that are going to be coming here down the pike in like the next couple of weeks.
Are they football related with football season coming?
Well, yeah, there is the football shirt that I think has been
kicked around.
Has been getting a lot of play in the Cyclone Fanatic Slack group. I think we're also going to have some more just like basic shirts that are got just the Cyclone Fanatic logo on them.
All year round kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing that's, you know, you'd look at it and it's like, man, I need this for when we play West Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing like that. It's like, no, you can wear this on a Tuesday or a Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the morning, like when we're recording this podcast.
Yeah, man.
I also tell people, as always, if you want to support Cyclone Fanatic, you can log on to the site. Right on the right side of the homepage, they'll say become a patron. And, you know, if you want to give a little money every month to our Patreon account, that helps us with our server fees. It helps us with, you know, Jay Jordan, having him write for the site. It helps us have Fitzy's mailbag, which I know sucks most of the time, but we keep it going anyway.
Hey, those 10 people who read it, they're really happy. I'm just saying.
They really enjoy it.
Yep.
Yeah. They click it a couple times just to make sure that you really get your due.
That's right.
No, you can log on and give to our Patreon account. It's easy. It's secure. And it's one of those things that, it doesn't matter how much you give, you know, it doesn't have to be $500. I mean, if you wanted to give $500, we would obviously be pleased with that. But if you also just wanted to give $1 every month, I think that is an option. So you could do that, which would mean you would give $12 for the entire month.
I mean, if you think about it, that's...
And that's about what you get paid, so...
Yeah, and if you...
For the entire year.
Think about it in the yearly total, and, like, you could be paying for something else online. And, you know, if you love Cycling Fanatic, then there's probably nothing else you could put your money better towards.
Right, you could be on there, you know, paying for...
Who knows what?
You know, Pornhub or something.
Well, you really went there, didn't you?
Well, I'm just thinking, like... I would like to think that Cycling Fanatic is exponentially more productive than that.
Yes, definitely. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Why
are you so uncomfortable, man?
I just was not expecting you to break out the Pornhub reference at 7 a.m. on a Wednesday.
I'm feeling squirrely at 7 a.m.
All right. Yeah, well, yeah, we're recording at 7 a.m., and I apologize. Last week, we were off because of me. I was actually moving into my new house, so if you were expecting Stands and Fits to come across your podcast feed, it was not because of me, so I apologize.
Yeah.
But we're all moved in now.
What the hell, man?
Yeah. So we got everything moved in, and we're feeling, you know, better than we were a week ago, so
about a week ago. Yeah. All right. Where are we going to start today?
We can talk about either Tyrese with FIBA, or we can talk about NBA draft since that happened while we were off for a while.
I'm tired of talking about the NBA draft. Let's talk about Tyrese.
All right.
I think they're playing in the round of 16 right now.
Yes, and that's coming today, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just – no, like I think they're literally playing right
oh,
now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, here.
I know they played at 8 a.m. Tuesday.
Here, I can look it up. USA basketball.
Yesterday, he didn't have a great scoring game, but he still...
Yeah, he had 0 points.
...made the box score with a few assists and rebounds, I believe.
Oh, they already won.
Oh, did they?
116-66 over Latvia. So the United States into the round of eight.
Do you have
the U19 FIBA World Cup?
Box score handy? See how Tyrese did this game?
I don't.
Okay.
I just have the results from 17 minutes ago.
Gotcha.
Looks like he had less than... 16 points because they had three guys listed and okay. They had 17 and 16.
We can only assume
none of them are Tyrese.
We can only assume he had 20 points or 20 rebounds and 20 assists.
Yeah. Dude, he's been awesome though.
He has. He had that one game where I think he went like 8 for 9 from the field or something like that.
Yeah, he was 7 for 7 in the first half with 19 points.
Yeah.
And then he had like 8 assists and 5 rebounds, mm-hmm. 5 steals. I think that was a game that I turned on. And he immediately got back-to-back steals to start the second half of the game.
I was watching yesterday's game, like, in my second window at work, and it just looked like he seems more like he's in the flow of the game a lot better than a lot of those other guys on the team.
Yeah. Their offense sucks, dude.
Yeah.
I told you that yesterday.
You were commenting in our Slack that it's a classic Bruce Weber team.
Right. They can defend. They get a lot of steals, but they can't score very well.
And I don't think it's necessarily Bruce Weber's fault too. I think a lot of those, you know, high school guys, it's an adjustment to play at this kind of level.
Well, and they're so much better than most of the teams that they play.
Yeah.
That it really doesn't matter.
If you ever play like on a rec league team and you've gone against a really bad team, it's almost an adjustment in itself to play against bad teams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they just look like they always know they can turn it on and kick the crap out of whoever they've got to play against.
Yeah.
And then...
They kind of play with their food if they need, you know, for a while.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think that they'll probably win the gold medal. I'd be surprised. I don't know who else is good in that thing, but...
So then, regarding Tyrese, I've seen him pop up on a few NBA scout radars here because of the FIBA experience. Do you foresee him potentially leaving after his sophomore season?
I think he'll have a good chance to.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some of the mock drafts, which it's a year away from the draft.
Yeah.
But a lot of the mock drafts have him in the top 25 or so.
Yep. So kind of where they were projecting Talen Horton-Tucker to go prior to the draft.
Yeah. But Talen also wasn't even in this range like at this time last year.
No, he was off everyone's radars as far as NBA was concerned.
This is like where Lindell was at this time last year.
Yep. So cross your fingers that Tyrese doesn't blow out an ankle or something.
Why'd you have to say that?
Yeah, knock on wood.
This isn't wood.
Knock on wood.
Find some wood.
Here, this is the table's
the legs.
Yeah, I was thinking it's 7 a.m. again. Come on, give me some break.
You got coffee there.
I do.
What is that?
It's cold brew. I've mentioned cold brew on Stands and Fits before.
Whatever.
You wouldn't like it, so.
No, I don't want that.
Nope.
It looks disgusting.
It looks delicious.
It looks like Dr. Pepper.
It does, actually. It just needs a little more fizzy bubbles than it would. But anywho, So guys are playing the NBA Summer League right now, too.
Guys are playing in the Summer League. That starts on Friday. Vegas League does.
Yeah, the Vegas League. Because the other one, it's the Utah League that's going right now?
Utah and California League are both going.
That's right. So Naz is playing at this moment.
Yeah. There's only like four teams that – I don't know why they even do those.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of a waste of time.
I see he saw – or Naz led the Cavs Summer League team with like 17 points yesterday or something like that.
Did he?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw he had 16 on Monday, I think.
Yep, so he's been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Which is good. Do you think he has a chance to get a two-way contract with them?
I would think so. He'll get a contract with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The problem when he played on Monday was I think he had 16 points, 5 rebounds, eight assists, and like 6 turnovers. Yeah.
That's the problem.
And I was like, I was going through this line, and I'm like, damn, man, he played pretty well. 2 steals, and then I looked, and I was like, oh, shoot.
So he had the ball a lot, probably.
Yeah, yeah. No, I watched a little bit of that game. I didn't watch last night, but he'll get a deal with somebody.
Yep.
I don't know.
But I mean, the big news for Cyclone basketball this past week has been Matt Thomas got signed to a deal with the Raptors.
Right.
Which I think isn't – like, if you thought about Matt Thomas coming out, I think a lot of people kind of thought that he could become like a sniper type in the NBA if the right team gave him a chance. But I think after he played a couple years in Europe, I think everyone kind of assumed that that dream was gone. At least I did personally. And then to see him get signed now, I think that was a little bit surprising personally.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's not because he's such a great shooter.
I knew he had a 2-year contract. I knew he had a 2-year contract that he had to play through before he could come back, I think.
Yep.
Once he got done with that, I kind of figured that he might come back and play. I figured he'd come back and play the summer league at least.
Yep. And so I would assume that since he, because he played in one of the better leagues in Spain, didn't he?
Yeah, he's in.
If not the best. So,
excuse me. Yeah, he's in Liga A.
For him to shoot so well and play so well over there, I guess it kind of, you figure it's probably on a lot of NBA scouts' radars.
Right. Well, and I think Sam Vecenie from the Athletics said, called him one of the best shooters in the world.
Mm-hmm. Which you can't really argue.
No, I mean, he shot almost 50% from three.
Yeah.
This past season. So he'll carve out himself. That makes me think that Danny Green's not going to go back to the Toronto Raptors.
Because he was only on a 1-year deal, wasn't he?
Danny Green?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know he's a free agent. Okay. I mean, he got traded there as part of the Kawhi deal.
Right. That's right.
But the fact that they went and signed Matt makes me think that he probably isn't going back.
So another topic that kind of leads into NBA free agency. So what do you give me your brief rundown of what's gone on so far? Like what do you think was the most surprising thing, and what do you think was the thing that you were most a fan of as an NBA fan?
Most surprising thing,
D'Lo to the Warriors.
Yeah, that probably is the one, because I that seemed like it was way off the radar.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't even think that they. I think that was just a move that the Warriors made because they're like, we cannot lose Kevin Durant for nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and two, if you're the Warriors, you got to think Steph Curry is your franchise guy, and he's only got so many more years left of being, you know, in prime Steph mode. So I would think that you got to gun for as many titles as you can.
Well, I don't think it's even that because, man, I don't think that they fit that well together.
Yeah.
Man, D'Angelo Russell really needs the basketball in his hands.
Yeah, he's ball dominant, you know? For sure.
But I think that they look at it as like, we'll give this a try.
Yeah.
We have at least until Clay comes back to test it out where we need some scoring,
mm-hmm.
take some pressure off Steph. If it doesn't work out, we'll just trade him in February.
There you go.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and get something for him. But at the end of the day, you know you're going to get something for what you – I mean, you were going to get nothing for Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
You know.
And so then
– I also was kind of surprised that they traded Andre Iguodala, but –
I mean, they had to do that to get D'Lo, didn't they?
Yeah, they had to do that.
Yeah.
I think that Andre might have not made some very many friends with his little press tour that he went on last week. Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah. Because he had a book come out.
Mm-hmm.
Was
it about his life on the Warriors?
Yeah, I think it's called Sixth Man. I saw it in Barnes & Noble the other day when I was in there. I thought about getting it, but
it's the Warriors.
Well, no, I actually think that it'd probably be a really interesting book, but I saw it and I was like... I was already in line.
Yeah.
And it was on a table. I was like, do I get out of line to go and grab the book?
Nah, you don't give up that valuable spot in line.
Exactly. Had to get my Phil Steele.
That's right.
So nice. But he was out there telling stories about all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Klay Thompson talking about Mark Jackson, how he thinks that Mark Jackson's been blackballed from the league.
Oh yeah, because of his religious,
yeah,
something like,
yeah,
that. Yeah, yeah.
And I think, like I said, I don't think Andre did a very good job of making himself any friends,
yep,
here over the last several weeks.
And too, he's what, getting close to mid-30s at this point too.
Oh yeah, his career doesn't have much more time left.
So I mean,
that was cold.
Yeah.
To see him trade him like that.
And, I mean, at the same time though, if you're strictly thinking business for the Warriors, it's a good time to get it out the door.
Oh yeah, kind of reboot a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they, yeah, that was the D'Angelo Russell thing was surprising to me. What else has been surprising?
So what have you thought about what the Sixers have done?
I think that they've done about as good as they could have.
Because they brought in Al Horford, didn't they?
Yeah, I've got some serious concerns about what, you got a whole lot of dudes who can't shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, Josh Richardson can shoot a little bit,
mm-hmm,
but one, their lineup is going to be huge. Embiid's like 7'2". Simmons is 6'9". Al Horford's 6'9", 6'10".
Mm-hmm.
Tobias Harris is like 6'8". Mm-hmm. And I think Josh Richardson's 6'6".
Yeah.
They're about to have like the tallest starting lineup in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And not a single one of them can shoot the ball.
So they're going to get a ton of rebounds and put up a ton of shots, but not make very many of those shots.
Well, yeah, that was the only thing. I just don't know how Horford and – I mean, Horford can shoot a little bit, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how Horford and Embiid fit together.
Yeah.
They should have went and got Matt Thomas. That's what they should have done.
They do kind of need that shooter.
I was surprised that Jimmy Butler ended up going to the Heat.
Yeah.
That was
kind of out of left field.
Yeah, that was kind of out of nowhere. I think that just goes to show Jimmy Butler just wants to go be Jimmy Butler somewhere.
Exactly.
I don't think he talks about how he wants to win and all this stuff.
It's all BS.
Then why'd you go to Miami, bro?
Yeah. Like, there's no one else down there right now.
You guys
really
aren't going to be any good. I mean, they got rid of Hassan Whiteside.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to Portland.
They were wanting to get rid of Goran Dragic, but he's back there now, isn't he?
Yeah, because I'm sure that would be a fun environment to walk back into.
Yeah,
it's
lovely.
Like,
the team that tried to trade you.
Right, you were literally traded and then
you weren't.
Then Denver, Dallas is like, nah, we're good.
Yeah.
We don't want him.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, I thought the trade to Dallas kind of made sense to me, because Dallas is kind of like the European team of the league, you know?
Yeah. With, after Dirk, now you got Luka and Kristaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. That team will be funny, I think.
So then how do you think obviously the big story is KD going to the Nets.
Yeah.
And then Kyrie as well. How do you think that team is going to be once KD gets healthy?
I mean, I think they'll probably be the best team in the East.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know, because we don't know what KD is going to be like when he comes back.
Yeah.
I am interested to see what that locker room is going to be like.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good for like a year. And then
because Kyrie and KD have both been in their fair share of drama over the years.
Yeah. Kyrie's a weird dude.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading a thing where they were talking about how he would walk into Celtics practice and would walk in at like 7:30 in the morning into film,
mm-hmm,
and would sit down with Brad Stevens, and he would be like, just like wouldn't say anything. Brad Stevens would say, "How are you today, Kyrie?" And Kyrie would respond with like, "What do you think government is? How do you view government?" And it's like things like that.
So he's just kind of like completely in his own little world.
Yeah. I think he just like lives in his own little world, mm-hmm, and is like kind of in his own little bubble.
Yeah.
And then he plays basketball
on
as side. Well. Yeah. Whereas Kevin Durant's kind of, I think,
all basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it'll work out. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
There was the story that came out that he was mad that he had to play second fiddle to like Steph Curry. I don't know how much different that's. I mean, I'm sure it'll be a little different just because he's better than Kyrie. But the fact that he's not going to play this year definitely doesn't really help him there.
Kyrie kind of established his own footprint there before Kevin comes in next year.
Right.
But I thought that was interesting too, because, I mean, I can't say, you know, I don't expect that from KD, but at the same time, you would think that he would realize, oh, Steph is like their homegrown talent, and he's been there before KD came in.
Yeah, I don't know what he was really expecting out of that. That
I
was,
don't either.
If he thought that he was going to come in and be the man, then that's just that's
man,
pretty ignorant thing.
What do you think of the Warriors retiring his jersey already?
I think that that's a
It seems weird to me.
That's a please don't sue us move.
It could be.
I think it absolutely is.
And it might be the kind of thing where, you know, after KD retires, they'll be mentioned as the only team that really cared about me.
Yeah.
Because they retired his jersey so fast or something.
Oh, Oklahoma City will retire his number after a while.
Well, yeah.
Eventually.
But not, like, now.
Well, no. Well, have they? They're not actually, like, going to hang it from the rafters or anything like that. Like, they're not. I think they're just saying, like, no one's going to wear 35.
Which is essentially a jersey retirement.
They'll retire it eventually.
Yeah.
And, like, they'll actually, like, hang it up in the rafters and everything.
Yeah.
Because they'll put all those guys up
Well,
there.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't put it up while he's still playing.
No.
Because he'll probably come through there as an opponent eventually.
Yeah. Well, he'll come through at least once a year
with
the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That, like I said, I think that was a... They're still trying to cover their ass, I think. I mean, the way that they tried to do the sign and trade, where they're going to sign him to the max, like to the max deal, so that they could get him the most money. It'd be like an extra $57 million.
Yeah.
And he was just like, "Nah, I'm good. I'm going to Brooklyn, bro."
Man, I mean, once you get up there in that high of money, it's all the same, really.
Yeah, I think that they're, like I said, I think that they're trying to cover their asses.
Yep.
They know that they're in. That they there was some malpractice there, I think.
Yeah.
No, the big one now is waiting for Kawhi.
Yes. There was a rumor swirling a little bit that he had already decided on the Lakers, but I think that was kind of debunked a little bit.
No, I think that he probably has.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I mean,
I know that
Woj and all them haven't tweeted about it, but
the nice thing about this round of free agency so far, I think, has been that guys have kind of gone different places.
Like, yeah.
The teams that have been traditionally powers, they aren't necessarily as strong anymore, and it's kind of, the wealth is kind of spread out a little bit. But if Kyrie were to go to the Lakers, then I think that would kind of throw everything
Kawhi.
Off again. Sorry, Kawhi. Too many K names, man.
Yeah. There's Kawhi, so Kevin, Kyrie.
Yeah.
Kristaps.
Yep. Even Chris Middleton.
Kevon.
On a lesser level.
Yeah. There's a lot of K names in the NBA.
But, okay, how would you see Kawhi, LeBron, and AD all fitting together? Do you think that would be an okay marriage?
I have no idea. Probably. I'm sure it'd be fine. I mean, when you got three of the, like, five best players in the world, I think you can usually make it work.
Four of the five best with Talen Horton-Tucker.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yep.
Well, and J.R. Smith. Forgot about him.
Oh, is he on the Lakers now?
Well, he's going to be.
Man. So that's gonna, once he signs, everyone's gonna post that picture of LeBron in the playoffs, like,
yeah,
you know, with his hands off the side yelling at JR.
Yeah.
But
that's like the last time we saw JR too.
Yeah.
He's basically just been underground, I think.
Oh, I think he's been exiled from the league courtesy of LeBron.
Yeah. That's why I saw that they were trying to bring him back, and I was like, what? Why?
I figured that was a severed relationship.
Right. They got Troy Daniels. The Lakers did. Big moves. Troy Daniels.
I mean, it's kind of funny because from here on out, all the Lakers moves are going to be like these no-name guys or, you know, relatively, you know, low-level guys.
I was going to say, I've heard of Troy Daniels.
Yeah, I've heard of Troy Daniels.
Don't you speak ill will on Troy Daniels'
name.
You know what I mean.
Like the guys they can get to minimum contracts.
They need to bring in like Anthony Morrow. They just need to get shooters. Just guys that when you played like 2K13 and you would start your my team, they would always be in the starter packs.
Yeah.
You'd get Troy Daniels, Anthony Morrow, Perry Jones, and just like a bunch of random guys like that that were all, you know, like 65 overalls and stuff like
LeBron
that.
LeBron just needs to bring back Mike Miller is what he needs to do.
I think Mike is doing pretty well for himself, dropping the bag down in Memphis.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's one of Penny's assistants.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He's the one that's like the lead recruiter for everybody.
So he's the one making all the deals.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mike's the one with all the money.
I gotcha. He's the bag man. Okay.
That's how you want to know how they're getting the top five recruiting class, right?
Because Mike Miller.
Number one recruiting class. Yeah, they got Mike Miller.
Mm.
Well, I'm sure Penny's not hurting for any money either. But
no, exactly.
Yeah, I think that they've got plenty of money down there.
Yeah.
No, but Mike, I don't think Mike needs to come back. Mm. Ray Allen, they need to drag Ray Allen's ass back out of retirement.
I'm sure Ray Allen probably still puts up like 500 shots a day.
Oh, I was just going to say 500, 5,000, bro.
Yeah.
That man is in the gym at 5 a.m. every day.
Yeah.
Waiting for the right opportunity.
I'm sure he hasn't slept since he retired, so.
I think he wrote a book, didn't he?
I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I think all those guys do.
Everyone who played for that Celtics team, I'm sure, has written a book at some point.
No, I would know if KG had written a book. I would have read that, baby.
All right.
I listened to him on a podcast.
Yeah.
He might be the most interesting man in the world.
I mean, he's just so ultra hyper competitive.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's kind of part of what you had heard on the podcast.
Well, they were talking about, he was telling this story about a time when Austin Rivers, because Doc was the coach of the Celtics at that time, where, I mean, it's like Paul Pierce and Kendrick Perkins and Tony Allen. Mm. Like, I think Tony Allen was the one that was with him, because it's like a Grizzlies podcast, but I heard that Kevin Durant was on it. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm going to listen to this. Actually, Tony Allen's super funny too. He tells some really funny stories.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, I listen to this Grizzlies podcast way more than I care to admit. But no, Kevin Durant or Kevin Garnett is talking about how Austin Rivers was in there and they were playing like King of the Hill, which, or King of the Court. Do you know what that is?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Basically, yeah, it's like basically like one on one where you, like, someone comes out and you,
oh yeah, yeah, you play until you lose essentially.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And Austin Rivers, like, KG got done lifting and he came out, shoes untied, all this stuff, and like Austin Rivers was out busting people, dude. Like NBA players. Austin Rivers was like a junior in high school.
Yeah.
And it was like KG came out and Austin Rivers like challenged him to a game of one on one.
Oh no.
And KG saying something about, he's like, I'm a dragon. He's talking about how he's a dragon. He's like, I got my shoes untied. He's like, I'm just walking out here, junior in high school. I'm a dragon. He like kept saying that he was a dragon. And yeah. I'm just like, what? I don't even understand. Like, what are you saying? And I guess the first time, like, Austin Rivers went to check it up. And KG's like, nah, bro, I'm a dragon. I get ball. And Austin Rivers has been out running the court the entire day.
Yeah.
And KG took the ball from him, and he went and scored. And then Austin Rivers came right back and dunked on him. And that's when KG was like, oh, okay. And he, like, went down and tied his shoes. And, like, Paul Pierce and all these guys are standing like, okay, yeah, tie them shoes. Tie them shoes. You done? You done? And KG's like, and that's when the dragon came out. That's when the dragon came out. He didn't score another point. And I kept saying that, just kept saying that's when the dragon came out. Mm. But then he like is super serious. And then he comes back. He's like, I could tell he was cold though. He's like, I knew he'd be in the league. I knew he'd be in our league in 2 years. It was so funny the way he was, he told this story.
Yeah.
Cause it's just the way he talks is like, there's only KG can talk that way.
I'm sure he tapped into whatever, you know, mindset he tapped into while he was actually playing.
That's what I'm saying. He's yeah. like able to channel the inner dragon.
Yeah.
Because apparently
it's in there.
Yeah. He's a dragon. All he's got to do is tie his shoes and the dragon comes out.
Yeah.
So well, that's a Kevin Garnett story. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how we got on that. Which player are you excited to see in the summer league?
As far as Cyclone players?
Yeah.
I would say, honestly, I'm kind of excited to see Shayok, I think. I mean yeah. it's either between him or THT, just because I think both of those guys.
Well, we'll see how much THT plays.
Yeah, because he has that
stress reaction.
That's right. So we don't know if he'll play that much. But either of those two guys, I think they have the best shot of actually playing in the NBA this year. So that's why I'm interested to see them, I would think.
Yeah, I would probably say them too. Or I'd probably say Shayok. I'm excited to see Deontay. I always like watching Deontay.
Oh, yeah.
Though.
He'll be back in the summer league. That's right.
Yeah. All right. We got anything else?
I don't think so. We can wrap it up. We've kind of gone what we scheduled to do today. So.
Yeah. All right. We're only doing the one segment today, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're only doing one segment. Hopefully, you guys have a great 4th of July. Do you have any, like, hot knot or anything that you want to throw out there? Is there a hot?
No, the only knot would be, again, Blaze Gunnarsson going to Nebraska. We could briefly talk about, but
no, I don't want to talk.
We don't want to rehash that, damn bug eaters.
Yeah, no. All right, happy 4th of July, everybody. Remember, professional MBA program at the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. If you're looking to get a new car this weekend, go to Carl Chevrolet. We will be back next week. Hopefully, you guys enjoy all the content right now on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network, because we are gonna take the weekend off. Peace.